Hi, this is Justin. Can I help?
Hey, Justin, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Another day in paradise, brother. I'm ready for Friday, man. Sir.
Let's call my dude and get this party started.
Okay, perfect. So all that's going to have to happen is he'll have to fill out the application with his info, right? And then for the client interview with Ivan, who will be like your lead specialist, right? We're going to want him available too for that as well. And the reason why is they may send a text to his phone to be able to scan the front and back of his driver's license, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
To my phone?
We could send it to your phone if he's with you, or we could just send
it
directly
to his.
Yeah, that's what I'd recommend, you know? Okay, so let me know if you want to three-way him on or how you want to do it.
Yeah, we'll just, you want me to three-way him?
Yeah.
I'll do it. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
I can't find that famous dude's number, dude. Are you kidding me, dude? Are you fucking kidding me, dude? It's not your fucking phone.
Sure you'll find it, man. You know?
So,
you got it? All right, awesome. Awesome.
I got a, okay. You missed your phone. Sorry, I was in the middle of driving. That's why I was like,
"You're good."
Pull over.
Yeah, you're good, brother. With him, so all we're gonna do, you already ran it by him, right? What we're doing?
Yeah. Okay. I just wanna put him on the actual spot now and make sure he's cool with it.
Right. No. I agree with you. And then what we'll do is we'll schedule a client interview time that works for him. You know.
All right. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Take your time, brother.
Well,
I'm gonna text him right now. I'm gonna say, call me. It's important.
Yeah. Take your time, brother.
I texted him with a 911.
I think
he gets off work at 3.
Yeah, no worries.
That's why I said 3 o'clock. Like, he might still be working.
Right. He might be. But in the meantime, let me do this. Let me just verify the business info, okay? Just to make sure I have it right. Yeah. So the address, is it the 3701 Berger Avenue in Cleveland?
No. I moved.
Okay.
No, I moved.
2225 North Avenue, right?
Yeah. All right. He's beeping it right now. Let me take this. Hold on. It's merged.
All right, awesome.
Hello?
Awesome. Hey, sir, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. Who am I speaking with?
Andrew.
Okay, so Andrew, did Justin, he gave you the rundown of Google Guaranteed, like how this whole thing works, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so just to clarify, right, he's got a friend in the same business that actually works with us on Google Guaranteed. he had a similar situation where we couldn't run his background, right? So we just did his wife's, and he's like rolling on this. So what would have to happen, okay, as long as you're okay with it, what we do is send an application to you for Google Guaranteed, and it's going to require a background check. They go off the past 7 years. All you need to put is like your basic info, like your name, date of birth. They have you put your social as well. And then, if evident is running the background check from Google, what'll happen is they'll ask you to front the scan or scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay.
Okay.
That's okay. One of the two companies. Only the one does it.
Yeah, yeah. If it's Pinkerton, then you don't need to do the scan. And we have no power of, like, choosing who it is. When we create the profile, it'll let us know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay.
Make sure they're not using criminals on their site. Right?
Yeah. Right, right. They're looking for felonies off the past 7 years or any, like, lawsuits against the business, you know? So let me, hold on, let me do this while I have you on the phone, Andrew. What's your first and last name?
Daniel, could you schedule a time with him?
Yeah. Let's schedule a time for tomorrow. Give me a second here. It's going to be with Ivan, so the actual lead specialist, okay? What time tomorrow works best for you?
Anytime after 1.
Anytime after 1. Okay.
Andrew, by the way, thank you so much for this, dude.
My afternoon is clear tomorrow.
Thank you so much for this, bro. This is really going to put me on another level.
Google Guaranteed, it's the best lead program on the market, Andrew. And you're not, like, liable for anything, just so you know. We're just running your background as a loophole to get, you know, to be able to get Justin on there, you know. How does 4 p.m., is that good, or?
That should work.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna put it in for 4 p.m. tomorrow, and what'll happen is we'll do the same thing. We'll three-way with you and Justin as well, and I'll make Ivan fully aware of the situation. We did the same thing for other companies, so it won't be a problem at all. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna schedule this thing right now.
I'm gonna drop his call so he can get back to what he's doing.
All right, awesome. All right,
thanks. Bye.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello?
Yep. All right, so get this bad boy scheduled real quick. That's really cool he's doing that for you, man.
Dude, he's my fucking homie, man. He worked for me for a while. He's doing his own thing now, though.
Yeah, and just to make him feel, because I know it's weird to hear from people, like, hey, can you run my background? But he's not liable for, like, anything. It's just
I know, thanks for throwing that in there. Dude, I think that's why my mom wouldn't do it. I'm like, Mom, there's nothing. She's like, I don't trust it. I'm like, do you trust me?
Right. Fucking right. It's kind of weird to ask somebody for sure, you know, but it's good you know him well, and I promise you, like, nothing comes back on him or anything like that, you know. So I'm scheduling.
Well, it's a pay-as-you-go system. I can't even accrue debt from it, can I?
No. So what'll happen is you only pay for qualified leads that come through is the way it works, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll pull up the minimum budgets and all that in just a second. Give me one quick sec. Let me get this thing scheduled real fast. Okay. So that's good to go. What's Andrew's cell phone? So I could just add it in here for the tech.
Hold on one sec.
Yeah.
Can I go, man? Can I go? Hold on, man. All right, so 315.
315.
921.
921.
6709.
6709. Okay. Perfect. All right. And Andrew, do you know his last name?
Fuck, I don't know.
Okay. No worries. I'll have Ivan get it.
That's weird that I don't know my homie's last name. And he works for me.
So Andrew, 315-921-6709. Okay, we got a cell phone in here. Okay, so let me go back to verifying. So it's the new address. It's the 2225 North Avenue and Parma 44134, correct?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. And let me double check. So your Google Business Profile, you have 45 reviews on it. So that's perfect. Yeah. It only requires one review. So you're golden there. Let's see. For the email confirmations and stuff, you want that sent to the powerpropainting@hotmail.com, right?
I surely do.
Awesome. And let's see. So remember, the leads are going to forward to your cell phone. You want those going to the 216-358-4654 number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I know you asked about the budget, so let me pull that up again here. Okay, so for, remember, we're going to put you in the handyman vertical like we did for Jeff, but we're only turning on the painting leads, okay? So your cost per qualified lead, meaning you have to set an appointment or you have to quote them to be charged for it, that's going to be at $36 per lead. Your minimum budget requirement, and Jeff does way over this too, but the minimum budget requirement is just for 13 qualified leads. That minimum requirement's at $470. Okay. Now,
I'm sorry. Do two things again. Say that again.
Yeah. So the minimum budget requirement is going to be at $470. That basically puts 13 leads in the bank for you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, that won't be charged until we finish the application process. That's where we're going to do the background check, submit your reviews as well. Okay.
And how long can I be paused for?
Oh, you could pause for any length of time. It's not like HomeAdvisor where it's like 48 hours or whatever. Yeah.
That's $250.
Uh-huh.
Does that go towards my monthly thing or is that,
it
that's
doesn't.
Just going out the
that's
window?
That's just for the application. You pay it one time though. You never ever have to pay it again.
Okay.
Okay.
That
so that the $250, I wish you know, I could say something better, but the $250, you only pay it one time.
Do you
want
to do that now?
Yeah.
Do
that's
that
what
now?
I was gonna get set up for you.
Right.
So give me one second, let me jump over there. Okay, so the card you're gonna be using for the one time application fee, is it the same billing address, the 2225 North Avenue?
No.
Okay. What's the billing
address? It's the burger.
It's the burger
address.
One. Okay, perfect. Yeah. There, let me copy this. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Let me ask you real quick, that Cleveland, so the 3701 Burger Avenue, do you still, is that still like an active address?
What do you mean by that?
So what I mean by that, this is why I'm asking. So your Google Business Profile has the 3701 Burger Avenue.
I know. My fucking, she put that in there.
Yeah, what I'd recommend, is just keep, because you do work in Cleveland too, right?
I'll keep it.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to move
into a shop. Like, I have a shop.
Okay. So let us know when you get the shop, but for right now, I'm just going to keep it as the same address. That way, like, Google doesn't flag it when we make the Google Guaranteed Profile.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
I get it.
All right. So hold on. Let me just change that back over real fast. All right. Bam, 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 bam. Cleveland. Okay. Okay. So back to the billing info. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
All right. So Justin Russell, and then under it, Power Pro Painting LLC, right?
Yep.
All right. Awesome. The card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
There's a Visa. I got it actually in the ATM right now. Give me one second. Let me check it out. Okay,
Yeah, take your time. Take your time, brother.
Give me my card. All right, I got it. It's a Visa.
All right, ready for that card number when you are?
4034.
All right.
9000.
All right.
7447.
Okay.
1429.
Yep. Okay. Expiration?
1125.
All right. And CVC code?
555. What's weird is, dude, I just tried to use my card to buy a part online, and the dude said it was the wrong CV code. I'm like, I've used this card 1,000 times. I'm reading the number. It's the right number.
Right. That's weird. So we use TrustWave certification. So if it's like the wrong CVC code, it'll say that, like, literally. But you're reading it on the card, so you should be good.
Yeah.
Might have just been something in his system or something, you know?
Yeah. All
right, so what I did is I coded out the card. I'm assigning the package to Ivan. Give me one quick sec here. Okay. All right, so I assigned that to Ivan. Okay, so I'm going to process the one-time application fee, okay? Again, you never pay this again. All right, just give me one quick sec.
Like, I wasn't going to get you there, man.
What's that?
No, I was talking to my employee.
Oh,
I'm talking
gotcha.
To you, dude, and I was trying to get to the ATM because I'm keeping very minimal cash in it right now because I'm going through a divorce and she has access to it. So I just, like, kind of put it in as I need it, dude. So, like, as soon as you call, I was timing it so that I was, like, by the ATM when you called so I could just throw it in real quick and you could run it.
Right. Smart.
So I was trying to pull in, and he's, like, pointing at little Caesar. He's like, he doesn't know what I'm doing or where I'm going or why I'm doing it. He's like, come on, man, why you couldn't stop for me? And I just did this, like, cool little cut through this back area, and I pulled up, and it was like, boom, there was little Caesar's.
That's funny, man. That's good. Okay, so what I'm going to do... Oh, the website. Did you want us to revamp that for you? I forget.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me put that in your order. It's no additional charge, okay? So we're just going to... We did it for Jeff, too. So let me add this in here. All right, my site. Bah, 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 bah. All right.
What time is it? Fuck, man, I got a good loan.
We already got your client interview scheduled. I wanted to ask you, though, for the, what do you call it, for the application, I'm going to resend it to you via text and via email. Do you want me to send it to Andrew, too?
Yeah. I don't got his email address.
No, that's cool. I'll just send it to his text message, you know? That way,
okay.
I bet he'll feel more comfortable putting his own info in. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's do that. All you got to do is just walk him through. So here's the thing. He's gonna want to put zero field workers. Okay. So in the application, put zero field workers, and then
okay. He'll
just put his info where it says business license. Just put NA. Okay. And then, what do you call it?
You're probably going to I can't take notes right now. I'm in line. Could you email that information to me?
Yeah, I got you. I'll email it all to you, the instructions of how he fills it out, okay? That way when you talk with him, it'll be easy breezy, okay? So I'll text that app to both of you guys right now, and then I'll send you the email instructions. So you can
do
it.
I'll buy you dinner.
Okay.
All right, cool. Cool.
All right, brother. All right, so look out for that call tomorrow. It's going to be from our 877 number. It's going to be Ivan calling you guys, okay?
What time? I'm sorry, I lost you. What time?
Oh, no problem, no problem. Let me double check it. 4 p.m. 4
o'clock, I think?
Yeah, 4
all
o'clock.
All right, tomorrow at 4, all right.
All right, awesome. Awesome.
Thanks,
all right, talk to you guys then. Bye.
Okay.